The government model to require private developers to sell units above market prices to offset lower-priced affordable housing doesn't work.
Well, if it worked, then we wouldn't all be worrying about affordable housing today.
UH economics professor Carl Bonham is also executive director of the UH economic research organization, UHERO.
There's very little evidence that I'm aware of that that model works anywhere in the country. And the only time that it works is when you have demand for housing that outstrips supply so that prices can go up and developers are able to charge more than what they would in an unrestricted market, right? That only works for very short periods of time during what we typically refer to as housing booms.
Maui County enacted a workforce housing mandate in 2006 that required developers to provide a one-to-one ratio of market and affordable units. Land Use Research Foundation Executive Director David Arakawa told members of the Honolulu City Council Zoning Committee last month that ratio was too high.
They put in a 50% affordable housing requirement, 25 years restriction. Only one project signed up. 14 houses were actually built as affordable. 11 had to be sold to market because people in that income level, they couldn't qualify. Only 3 houses were sold in 8 years at affordable housing rates.
The Maui County Council cut these requirements in 2014 to 25% affordable and restricted at that price for 10 years. Honolulu's transit-oriented development administrator, Harrison Rue, says the mayor's plan focuses on households at or below the 80% area median income level, earning less than $80,000 annually. He says a subsidy could also be offered.
The subsidy only needs to cover the difference between what they earn and can pay and what the cost of construction is. That's the affordability gap. So it takes around $70,000 in subsidy to make a 80 to 120 unit affordable. It takes $170,000 to subsidize something below 80.
Real estate consultant Ricky Cassaday says the opportunity to address the state's housing shortages is now.
History has shown that every time there's a market upswing, there's only a small window down at the bottom where you can do affordable and workforce. This window is going to close soon. You've got interest rates. The only time that housing costs come down is when you do housing supply. Then prices actually go down. So ready, aim, shoot. Let's go do something. Let's not wait too long. And let's have a vision.
In my next report, what first-time millennial homebuyers face in today's housing market. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.